Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? THR Quick Reviews. New little short horror film is what they're calling it. But Brian and I are here tonight to talk about the 2024 short horror film, The Spider. Synopsis in this. There was one second ago. Where'd it go? Sorry, everyone. Went on IMDb and there is nothing. let me see. Is this? Oh, that's just a picture. You guys are killing me. Usually there's something.
Well, essentially, I'm sure everybody's seen the Spider-Man movies. This is the part where Spider-Man gets bitten and goes through the change. It's essentially this.
This is the part of the Spider-Verse. Let's say that. Have you guys... know how all that works, and it's all over the place. Can't wait for the next Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse or Beyond the Spider-Verse, whatever they're calling it in this next one. But this one, it's just titled The Spider, a horror Spider-Man fan film directed by Andy Chin, and this stars Carl from The Walking Dead. Chandler Riggs as Peter Parker. Carl Atticott, I think that's how you say it, as Ben Parker. Hoagly Forrester as Mary Parker. A Ronan Arthur as the teacher. Kaylee Cowan as Gwen Stacy. Kara Elise Gardner as Mary Jane. And some other people that are in this. Alrighty. Brian, what did you think of The Spider?
I thought this was fucking awesome. A horror take of basically a body horror take on what would happen if Spider-Man got bit and just started having violent, horrific changes to his body. I thought it was awesomely done. The direction was awesome. Cinematography was awesome. Thought the effects were amazing. And I'm glad to see Chandler Riggs get to play Spider-Man, because I believe he was up for Spider-Man when Tom Holland got it. He was one of the many people that was up for it and didn't get the role. So I love to see that he got to play Spider-Man in some form.
Yeah, I thought he did an amazing job for just this film is only 9 minutes long, nine something with credits. And there is a mid credit scene. So if you guys, you should have seen it by now, but because we're spoiling this, it's only 9 minutes. But I thought he was good. He was a convincing Peter Parker. He right age for it. I don't know exactly how old he is. The cinematography, awesome. Shot widescreen. The score in the background was good. Everyone that was in it that was acting did an amazing job. The special effects, practical effects, of course, there's some CGI in it. I just thought it was amazing on what they did. And it's only 9 minutes long. Like, how long did this take to shoot just to break it down into 9 minutes? Because this is obviously hours and hours and hours of footage that they have to do, set up, make up, everything. And the practical effects, the makeup, when Peter is going through the change, I thought that was really cool. And then when we see I guess it's the final product at the very end of the film during the credits, I thought that was pretty creepy. I'm not the one for spiders, so I hate the multiple eyes that they have.
I thought that was awesome. I like they were just kind of randomly on his head.
Yeah, they weren't like how spiders' eyes kind of jumbled up. They were just like all over the place, and I was like, ugh. that creeped me out. And yeah, he was under all that latex. I mean, because you see his real eye, and then all the other fake eyes that are on top of him. But I thought this was awesome, and just for what they did. Basically, it's pretty much Spider-Man, Peter Parker getting bit by the spider, finding out he can climb walls, and we don't see him shoot webs or anything. But and then just instead of just getting these powers and having a good time, it all goes in another direction. It goes sideways, and that's when it gets into the horror aspect of the film. And I was like, whoa, I was not expecting. I was kind of juiced, man. I was like, if they made another Spider-Man movie, or if it was just a short, longer than this, longer than 9 minutes, I mean, he could do it. He was a perfect Peter Parker.
Yeah, and I hope they do a series of these.
Yeah, I would like to see more of this, because I mean, they didn't kill him. He was still alive at the end. And I just thought it was good. It was basically like a monster movie. And that's how it goes. Because, it's, of course, we see in the very beginning of the film, we see Peter. I assume he's on his field trip. And then we see the spider come down and bites him. And CGI spider, of course. And it's just pretty much like they're in the little science place where they went and had their field trip. And what I liked about this part was when he got bit, they show all these like how they did in the first Spider-Man movie, the Tobey Maguire one, after he got bit. And then how when he went home, when he went sick, he started just all this stuff in his head, seeing things, the molecules and all that. They show that really fast, that he's blinking and he's seeing all this stuff. And then we get the title, the spider. And then he goes home and he's on his way home. And then his hand is hurting because he keeps looking at the spider bite. And it's like just getting all red and puffy and everything. And then he almost gets run over by a car. And this is fucked up, man. They almost kill this kid. And then they jump out of the car and rob him.
Well, yeah, the other guy was like, why are you going to take his wallet? He's just a kid. Like, teenagers carry wallets.
So one of the guys is reaching down and grabbing him. And Peter reaches up and grabs the top of that guy's hand. And then I didn't get this. I watched this a few times. The second time I caught it, when Peter pulled his hand off of that guy, it tore off all the skin off of the robber's hand because of his little spider touch. And at first I was like, did he like shoot web or something out of his hand? This is when I first saw this. I was like, was that like web or whatever that came out and is burning his hand? And then I realized, well, shit, he couldn't let go of it, so it just tore off all the skin of his hand. And good practical effect.
Yeah, I didn't get it the first time either. I thought maybe some of it, because it kind of looked like his hand was melting.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this is new. But then I rewatched it. I tried to show my daughter. She don't mess with spiders either. So she was kind of looking away a lot. And the second time I was like, oh, his skin stuck to his hand and it came off. Oh, okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that. I thought it was cool. At first, I thought he was gonna like have that spider strength and break his hand, but this was even better, tearing off all the skin. Because then he's at home, and he's washing his hands, and then he can't take the towel down because it's stuck to his hand. So he's got to like step on it and pull it off, and then he's just trying to get everything. And then he puts one hand against the wall in his room, and he can't get his hand off. So he's trying to pull it, and then he puts his foot on the wall. Next thing you know, he's crawling on the wall. I liked how they did it though. The practical the visual effect of him being on the wall. Then the camera turns sideways, and he's amazed. He's like, "Well, what the hell's going on?" And that's what I liked about it. It was just like in the first movie with Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. Once he finds out he can crawl on walls and everything, now he's outside. Woohoo! Jumping from building to building, climbing up the walls. I thought this was really cool. I liked how they did it. Obviously, this is trick camera work and CGI, but that was him doing it. Because I saw some other videos and how he was like just really excited to play this role. And he had asked the director, he was like, how do you want me to do this? And he was, make it your own. Because he asked him, do you want Andrew Garfield? Do you want Tobey Maguire? Do you want Tom Holland? He said, no, make it your own.
That's
And
cool.
I thought he did a really good job being Peter Parker. So I didn't have an issue with it. I mean, if he would have made it to be Spider-Man. I mean, Tom Holland's good. I'm not bashing him. I thought all three of the guys that played Spider-Man were good. Andrew Garfield's probably my favorite out of the three. His two movies sucked, but as him, as Peter Parker in Spider-Man, I thought he was really good. But
Yeah,
anyway.
Tom Holland had that one thing that over all the people that was up for it. That guy can do legit parkour.
Yeah. So, but once he's like, yeah, jumping from roof to roof and running and just flipping and doing all that stuff he did, he gets back into his room and he's all juiced and excited because he was hooting and hollering, running around the roofs of Queens, New York. He gets into his room and he's sitting there and he's like had a big smile on his face and he's all sweaty from jumping all over the place. But all of a sudden he's holding his stomach. And then he starts seeing these flashes in his head. Then he goes, bleh, and he just throws up on all over the place. And he throws up into the garbage. And then he kind of looks sideways and notices one of his teeth, a tooth, is on his bed. And he's starting to look really sick. And he doesn't know what's going on. The next thing you know, he starts pulling his teeth out of his head or out of the jaw. He's just reaching in. And he's just starting to look really sick. He's starting to get all pale and he doesn't know what's going on. So he's starting to freak out. Blood's pouring out of his mouth because he's pulling his teeth out and he's just like, what the fuck? So he kind of falls over and he's just laying there. And then he wakes up and he's in his, I guess he went to school and then he kind of passed out. So he's laying there, the teacher's calling his name. Gwen Stacy is sitting in front of him.
Did you see Mary Jane? Because I only saw Gwen Stacy.
She's in the classroom scene.
Okay.
Gwen Stacy is sitting in front of him,
Yeah, I saw her.
and Mary Jane's right behind him.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't have any lines or anything. But Peter, when he sits up, his face is all, I thought at first I thought he was throwing up, but it looked like web, I guess. I don't know. It looked like, at first I thought he was like just slobbering when you fall asleep. Sometimes you drool, but he pulls his head back. His nose is bleeding. He looks just sick. Like his face is all pale, and all this gunky clear stuff looks like his spider web is hanging out of his mouth. And the teacher's like, ah, because he gets up and he starts screaming like he's in pain. And then he just, next thing you know, we see him and he's in the back of an ambulance. And he just looks worse. He's just really, really sick. He's got blood on his face. Looks like he, when he fell and hit his head, he had his hand on his head, but when he pulls his hand away, he's got like a handful of hair. It was all his. And the paramedics are trying to hold him down. Then all of a sudden, the camera work is all over the place during this scene. And the paramedics are trying to hold him. He's screaming. Then all of a sudden, I don't know what happened. I mean, I don't know what part of it is of him. But, like, was it an arm?
I think it was a new spider leg coming out or something.
Yeah. It's something's poking through his shirt and it tears through. And the paramedics start screaming. And then all of a sudden there's blood on the lens. And then we go to another scene. And is it, hold on, let me go to this isn't J. Jonah Jameson, is it?
On the TV?
It is. Yeah, it is. Okay, Andrew Hernon is J. Jonah Jameson. He's on the TV and he's talking about, what the hell was he talking about?
I don't remember what he was talking about, but when later on the TV was talking about the ambulance.
Okay, he's talking about things that are weird going around New York is all connected. And I'm like, well, how do you get all this news? It just started.
So, Jake Jonah Jameson.
But it's Ben Parker, Peter's uncle. He's sitting there watching the TV, and he hears somebody come in, and he doesn't know. He thinks it's Aunt May, but it's not. So he gets up and he goes over to Peter's room. You hear J. Jonah Jameson. He's still talking about all the weird stuff that's going on in New York. But Ben goes up and knocks on Peter's door. And Ben's like, is that you? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, can I come in? He's like, no. And he's just trying to tell her. He's just trying to tell him, look, man, and he goes, we can talk. And then he tries to go into Peter's room and he notices on his door handle to his room, there's blood on it. So he doesn't know what it is. So he ends up going in there and then he sees something because we just see him come in and then we just see this look on his face like, what the hell's going on? I mean, nothing like he's scared, but he's like concerned on what's happening. And we hear Peter and Peter's like, no, please. And you hear like crackling, little light crackling sounds. So obviously he's changing. Then Aunt May comes home. She comes in, she's calling for Ben. She's calling for Peter. And then, we go back to the TV and J. Jonah Jameson is talking about the ambulance, the paramedics they found were dead, and the whole ambulance was covered in spider webs. So she doesn't know what's going on. She kind of just walks over to Peter's room, and then she goes in, and it's full of spider webs all over the place, and she's just trying to get through it. Then she looks down. She
just kind of spins around in it.
She turns around and sees Ben, his body, he's laying there. And then we see Peter, we see the back of his head. And then he looks up at her. And this is when we see his face. I had to freeze it. I don't like spiders and their billion eyes. But dude, it's making my arms feel all itchy now.
Since you got it paused, what's coming out of his mouth?
I don't know. It. It's not. I don't know. It looks like teeth, but I don't know if it's his tongue. I don't want to look up real spider pictures to try to compare. I can't even look at pictures of spiders. If you guys did listen to last year's East Society's 31 Days of Horror, Mike and I did a commentary for Kingdom of the Spiders, and oh my god, I'll probably never watch that movie ever again. I was surprised. I only seen that movie twice, when I first saw it when I was a kid, and then and then we did it for the commentary, and oh man, I mean, real spiders, CGI spiders, like eight-legged freaks, I can handle all that because I know it's fake, but when it's real, Kingdom of the Spiders and Arachnophobia too. Ooh. But anyway, I don't know what that is. I think it's not teeth, because it's moving. It moves. When he turns around and looks at her, he's chewing Ben, and then his whatever that is sticking out of his mouth starts moving. And then we hear Aunt May scream because Peter sits up and starts looking at her. And then it fades to black. And then the spider. Then the credits start rolling. But a few minutes into it, we get some girl running down the alley. I thought this was Mary Jane.
It should have been.
It's not. It's it just says pedestrian. Somebody named Sophie Punchley. I think that's how you say her name. She's running down this alley, and she hears something. So she stops and turns around. There's something that runs by her real fast, and then she turns around again, and then she sees Peter. I assume he is fully transformed into a human spider. It kind of reminded me of Brundlefly.
It
kind of looked like that, because he jumps down on her. He's got the eight legs. His head is totally different. It doesn't look human head anymore. This looks creepy too. But then he attacks that girl and kills her, and then that's your movie. But for what they did with this 9 minutes, amazing film. I loved everything about it. The direction, the set design on where they were. And just all of it. I mean, Chandler, he's the all-star in this, but I just loved what they did, and I wanted more. 9 minutes. I was like, that's it. I was mad once it was over, but for what it was, I just thought this was amazing. This is definitely, if you listen to E Society, we do our top whatever's at the end of the year. And we always do a comic book movies. And this is, right now, this is leading the charge. It's only a 9-minute long movie, because this was amazing, man. I loved it. Everybody that was in it, even if you were in it for just seconds on the screen. I didn't realize that was Gwen Stacy and Mary Jane or J. Jonah. I wasn't really thinking of that because...
I knew that was Gwen Stacy. She had the hair and everything. I just, when you read the credits, I didn't know Mary Jane was there, because I didn't even notice her.
I noticed that after I read the credits, I went, Mary Jane? Well, Gwen Stacy, I was like, wait, what? I remember the girl turning around, so I had to rewatch one. Oh, okay, that's Gwen. And Mary Jane, you just see her, like he's sitting right behind her, or she's sitting right behind him. And you can see her red hair. So it was good that they threw in all these characters that we knew. But I don't know, man. Please give us more. Andy Chin. What else has he done? These are all shorts. The Spider, Close Your Eyes, Fiona. Wait. He did a... That is Fiona from Shrek. Oh man, I'm gonna need to find this one. He did this one in 2022. Princess Fiona has to survive her years of imprisonment in the highest room of the tallest tower while dealing with her enchantment every night when the sun sets. Oh, that's a good idea.
It says fantasy horror.
All right, boys and girls, we'll find that and come back later because that sounds interesting. But what else has he done? The Gateway Drug. I guess he's only got... Oh, that's what he's known for. But he's got 12 directing stuff. Let me see. Well, he's got a ton of shit on here. He was a cinematographer, director of photography...
I just sent you Fiona.
Okay. Well, we're going to do that one, everyone. But yeah, man, I mean, this guy, if he's doing stuff like this, he's on his way to do something bigger and better. I mean, this is how you start, man. This is how you get people to notice you. I mean, especially like this. I mean, obviously you had to go to... Well, if you make a fan film, do you have to go to, I mean, Sony owns Spider-Man. Do you have to go to them and ask them, hey, can I do this? Or can you just, if you throw fan film under it, then that's how you get away with it.
I think if you put fan film or parody or something in the title, I think it's okay.
All right. Because, yeah, I mean, it says a horror Spider-Man fan film. I mean, that's cool. I mean, obviously, I don't know, either he went after Chandler or Chandler found out about this and wanted to do it. I mean, I thought it was good, man. Everyone, he's done other things other than The Walking Dead. But I think this is an awesome film. I mean, especially for him. I hope they continue to do more or maybe, I don't know, make something. Use him again as Peter Parker. I'd like to see him in the spider suit. I met him once at the airport. He was a nice kid, man. It was like... a few months after his episode where he died. Spoiler alert. On The Walking Dead. And I was sitting there talking. And he was waiting for someone in the bathroom. But he was cool, man. He didn't like, hey, yeah, whatever, leave me alone. He was, how you doing, man? What's up? And, oh, you work here? How's it fun? Is it fun to work here? He was asking me questions. And then I started throwing stuff at him. And I told him, oh, man, that was a rough scene. When you passed, he was like, oh, yeah, man, it was real emotional. I said, yeah, I kind of teared up during that scene. But, he's going to do more and more. I don't know how old this kid is, but I just thought he knocked it out of the park with this. 25?
Yeah, I think
he still looks like a little boy, but he'll always be Carl in all our eyes, no matter what he does. But the spider, everyone, I mean, 9 minutes long. You can't beat it. And if you just love Marvel and or just Spider-Man in general, definitely check this out because you can throw this in the Spider-Verse. And if you know how crazy the Spider-Verse is and there's a billion different Spider-Men, if you saw that last movie, damn, that was awesome, man. Both of those movies were hella good. But anyway, the spider, anything else?
Nope, that's it.
All right, everyone. That's going to be it. And yeah, we'll come back later on with Fiona because that sounds interesting. It's not like, is it longer than?
I think it's like 5 minutes.
5 minutes, man. He's killing me with these things. Oh, 4 minutes. 4 minutes and 40 seconds. We'll be back another time with that one, everyone. But The Spider, check it out on YouTube. And with that, come back for more whenever we do another one. So until then, be safe out there and party on.
And be good to each other.